This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, and we're launching into the third hour of this edition of the program, live Sunday edition, as a matter of fact. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. If you want to Skype into the show, you can do that via Skype username lrn.fm. You can also call us toll-free. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been, throughout the show, kind of wrapping up the Libertarian Party's national, candidate. They've selected their candidates. It's Gary Johnson, again, same candidate as the year 2012, former Republican governor of New Mexico, and they chose another former Republican governor, William Weld of Massachusetts, as their VP pick. So, scraping the bottom of the barrel as the Libertarian Party continues its decline into total irrelevance as becoming essentially an alternative to the Republican Party for disaffected Republicans, which is sad because that wasn't really the point of the Libertarian Party. But that's political action for you. There are political takeovers, there are hostile takeovers, and that's absolutely what has happened with the LP. So you're still certainly welcome to comment on the Libertarian Party's postmortem, the epilogue. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line. Actually, she was talking about meat that she's been buying at Walmart, allegedly, that she claims is not of the best quality, alleging that there are certain chemicals in this meat. You purchase tripe, which is actually, as I understand it, cow stomach. I never had seen tripe before in my life. Maybe I saw it, just didn't realize what it was. You had purchased this, and you say there are chemicals in it that you don't like. And, Mark, you were asking her some questions about that, I think.
Yeah, Sarah. I think the last question you asked me was sort of why do people eat this sort of grass-fed meat that's out there, the organic stuff, that kind of thing?
I think she might have asked the question. She should be there. She might have asked why people don't eat the good stuff, but I could be wrong.
My understanding was that basically she's saying she buys the tripe or whatever, and she feels like she's being poisoned because she's not getting the very best quality meats that are out there. And I would say to some extent, there's not a lot of science showing that grass-fed meat is somehow better for you or that sort of thing. There's a lot of ways for people to get specialized foods that fit whatever it is that they're looking for. And I'm not going to make fun of them. I'm not saying that they're right or wrong or anything like that. I'm just saying that the jury's out as to whether or not spending double on your meat is necessary.
Yeah, I was just looking at a story that Virgil Vaduva posted on Facebook from a website called intellectualtakeout.org about why their family does not eat organic, basically saying organic's a whole bunch of BS. But Sarah, are you with us?
I used to believe that. I used to be like, what difference does it make? It's all people are just all this, they got money to throw around. But, I've been actually feeling very ill, and I had a blister that popped up behind my my neck, and I could feel the toxins going in. And it has been brought up. A lot of people are making an issue of it.
And, what's the toxin?
A guy at the UNIM, he was actually collecting petitions to ask to make Subways ban hormones, stop using hormone meat, and I signed the petition.
Now, Mark, you're a meat guy. You raise pigs on your farm. What do you think about the hormone thing?
Yeah, that's
been talked about for a long time.
Of the things that are out there, I dislike hormones the most. I don't think you should be putting hormones in animals in order to grow them a little more quickly or whatever. I know why they do it. They do it because of the bottom line.
Does it make it taste worse, or is it bad in some way?
I believe it makes children mature more quickly, physically mature more quickly than they should. That's my opinion on it. But
have there been studies on that that have
I haven't read the studies because I just choose not to eat that stuff.
I see.
And the thing is that thank God. I have the options of choosing not to eat some of those things if that's what I want to do.
You know, I think that's one of the points I wanted to make here is that, okay, yes, there are certain foods that are better than other foods, right? I mean, the classic example is the prepared foods or the boxed foods, preservatives being used to keep food around longer, and so the argument being that fresh food's better. And I think most people would agree that fresh food tastes
Americans
better.
Eat too many starches and too many meats, probably should heavy up on the vegetables.
But I think it's important to realize where we came from. I mean, I'm grateful that I don't have to run around and try to, catch squirrels or shoot deer or whatever. Right, because I'm not built for that. I mean, I'm sure I could learn it if I had to, but that's not the life I want to live. I want to do radio things, with my time, not run around building campfires and trying to scrounge for berries. So I think we should be grateful that we have so many options, even though not all of them are readily available to us. Like, we can't all afford to eat lobster every single day. Most of us can't afford that.
I just want to mention the Chick-fil-A, that chain of their chickens are all hormone-free, and they're all natural chickens, and that's why it has gained so much popularity. And McDonald's is on the bandwagon of using.
Is that why Chick-fil-A has become popular, or maybe it's just they've got a good sandwich? Thanks for the call.
It's a good sandwich, and Chick-fil-A has been a good sandwich for a long time. Yeah. I don't know what the rules are on chickens or anything like that.
I had never heard anything about that.
I raise pigs. The pigs that I sell to people are more costly. The pork that I sell to people is more costly than the pork you can buy in a store.
That's right.
It just is.
You spend more time, more money on those pigs.
I cannot compete with them. But
Are you losing money? I mean, you pretty much, it's a hobby, right?
Absolutely. If I factor in the cost of that F-350 that I've got, probably the only household in America that has both a Prius plug-in and an F-350, right?
On the average, you're okay.
8.5 miles to the gallon. But, if I figure that truck in, which we use it a great deal to move pig food around,
right?
Those pigs are never going to get below $10 a pound.
What about the time? I mean, if you were hiring somebody to do the work you're doing personally, it would be very expensive.
It would. They are time. There's a lot of time, especially if you go into breeding like we have. I'm thinking I'm going to get out of breeding.
Really?
Yeah, it's just
too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot easier just to buy some babies and raise them.
Got it.
But nonetheless, it's been really great since we've
done it. It's been a learning experience. You learn what you like and what you don't.
And we had a lot of trouble with diseases this year. And I'm telling you, I've got a 550-pound boar. Giving him a shot is at his pleasure, not mine. Okay? These are the difficulties one has to deal with. But what I tell people is that if you're buying pork from me, and I don't sell pork, I sell pigs to people. So they would buy a whole pig, and I will observe and make sure that it is slaughtered in my fashion that I believe is proper, that it is cleaned and smoked by the people that I think should do it, those kind of things. But I tell people, you're buying love and respect when you buy one of my animals. Some people want their meat to have grown up on a farm where they're getting belly rubs, back scratches, a donut every day, and those kind of things. We don't do organic. Because one of the things I hate is
donuts
waste.
Don't qualify as organic.
There's no, I don't know of any organic donuts. Certainly not the ones we're getting. But there's a lot of waste in America. Most of that waste is bread products and vegetables. What a surprise. These are things that pigs eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I love having them because I can get this waste product that's, given by friends and that sort of thing, and feed them to the pigs, and then there's food created out of what would have been waste. Sure, we use cracked corn. Sure, we use pig feed. Sure, we use other products in order
what
to...
What is cracked corn?
It is corn that's dried and crushed so that it's easier for the animal to digest.
Okay.
But yeah, we use those things in order to get the and I hear Jimmy has something to
right.
Do with
yeah, I've heard
yeah.
a song about cracked korma.
But I don't care.
The only thing I've ever. So we can talk more about the farm here in moments. We got your calls. In fact, on the line, the unfortunately not chosen for the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, Will Coley, is on hold. So we're going to talk to him here in moments. We had Daryl W. Perry on earlier, and we'll get Will's viewpoint from the Libertarian Party's national convention that he attended this weekend as he was in the running and I believe finished third place, if I recall correctly, in the VP nomination process earlier today in Orlando, Florida. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
us. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Live Sunday edition continuing the post-mortem of the Libertarian Party, which has actually been rotting in its grave now for several years, ever since they nominated Bob Barr as their presidential candidate back in 2008, is basically when the party died to me. But it continues to roll over in its grave as they continue to nominate Republicans. This time, arguably worse than ever before, where a Republican was nominated for the presidential candidacy and a Republican for the former Republicans for the vice presidential candidacy. Or wait, didn't they do that Judge Gray guy from California last time out? He used to be a Republican too, didn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe he wasn't. But anyway, this time a Republican governor and another Republican governor from the state of Massachusetts for the VP nomination. We're going to get into some thoughts here from Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, who was competing against that Republican for that VP seat. But first, I want to tell you about The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer. It's a book in which Michael Humer examines theories of political authority from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to them. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and all major bookstores. As we go to the phones, to the fun, where Will Coley is on the line, probably from Orlando. Are you still down there in Florida already?
Well, yeah, we're still in Florida here, Ian. Thanks for taking, for having us on. I'm actually coming through Ocoee. I'm headed north on the interstate. We're headed to Ocala, and then we'll be headed north back to Tennessee.
So you're headed home. What did you end up with? Third place in the Libertarian Party's vice presidential nomination. What were you hoping for? I mean, obviously you were hoping to win, but what were you hoping for as far as percentage, at least?
Well,
minimum.
Well, we were hoping to get 30% of the delegates, and we started out before the recycled Republican retread was drafted into the race about 6 days before the nomination from a job as a lobbyist. That's the way we should run the Libertarian Party now, is take people whose profession is to lobby the government for special favors and make them the Libertarian Party's nominee. We were pulling 30% of the delegates. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as Mr. Weld got in, and that was pretty much the end of that. We fought a good fight, though. We actually worked. There was another Libertarian candidate for VP who was almost as much of a purist as I am myself, and also had the ability to kind of speak with that passion and fire.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that it was most likely we could either run the ballot again and me stay in third place and then Weld win, or I could drop out, encourage all of our delegates to get behind Mr. Sharp, and try to save the party from being completely taken over this year by Republican carpetbaggers who couldn't get access to the ballot in their own party, so they decided to come and purchase the ballot access in ours.
Why do you think that so many people at the Libertarian Convention thought that it was a good idea to vote for Weld? I mean, I can see why people would have chosen Gary Johnson, because they felt like he was more electable or whatever their reason was, but I doubt very many, the only vice president I can think of note, vice presidential nominee that I can think of note, was the Geraldine Ferrara back in the 80s, because she was a woman. I would think that they would have have chosen a vice president for a variety of reasons, perhaps, you know, being principled, perhaps being notable. In your case, you would be the first Muslim to run for the vice presidential office, and that would have been notable.
In all of American politics.
In all of American politics, right? Like, they would have gotten some news out of this. I don't quite understand their choice for Weld.
Money. Weld said that if he didn't get the nomination, he would take himself and all of the money that he had, the half a million or however much money that he was prepared and had donors prepared to give to the party. It was either he gets nominated or he takes the money and he goes home.
How do we know that he has that money?
Well, that's just that was the argument that was being given by the delegates who were in favor of him.
So he bought the election,
big money to the party. Basically, yep. Yes. He offered to bring in big name, big dollar donors, and a good portion of the party put that over their principles.
Right, and let's clarify, this guy's a Republican, so the people who are going to give money are Republicans who he knows, who want to have someone who they control, a message that they have influence over.
A never-Trump person.
Representing the Libertarian Party, which, of course, is not supposed to be the Republican Party, but it might as well be renamed to the Republicans at this point. Will, I mean, are you going to give up on the LP? Why continue this, what seems to be futile war for control over this political party? It's clear now, three political seasons in a row, 2008, 2012, 2016, the Libertarians continue to nominate non-Libertarians to run for their presidential and vice presidential seats. What do you think about that?
Well, one of my goals when I started running was to get the opportunity to bring a new voice to a national stage, and I was able to do that. We were on C-SPAN. I got the opportunity to basically plead my case for why it should be a good idea for a Muslim liberty activist to be a vice presidential candidate. I got to talk about the libertarian movements that are growing in Turkey, that are growing in Pakistan, that are growing in Afghanistan. I got to talk about those things to a national audience on national television. And that's what that was one of my intentions for getting into the race, was to try to change the conversation at the national level around issues like immigration.
So you weren't talking as much to the libertarians in the room as you were the random people that might have been watching on C-SPAN?
Well, I was talking to both. I was trying to appeal to the libertarian sensibilities of the party itself.
Sadly, that didn't
And work. Also trying to bring a new message, a new way of understanding things to the general public that happened to be watching.
So you would say it was worth your while then?
Yeah, it was really hard. If you can't hear it in my voice, I'm actually a little sick. I've gave probably four or five speeches a day for the last 4 days, and my voice is just shot.
We've got to stop the custom of handshaking. I mean, nothing but dirty primates touching the parts of other dirty primates. We need something new. The exchange of hand sanitizer is what I propose instead of handshaking here in the end term. Waving, anything.
Kissing, probably not a good substitute.
No touching.
Will, if you got more to say about your experience, you're welcome to stick with us.
Sure.
Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, which I'm sure he's going to continue to spread the message of freedom, even though he's no longer in the running for the Libertarian Party's VP nomination.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. Live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You want to contribute to the show directly? You can use Bitcoin via our Bitcoin tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find the tip jar address there. You can drop in as much as you darn well feel like, because Bitcoin is awesome. It is an alternative to the government money out there. It's a stateless, free market, non-political currency, and it cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using the government's money, you're helping the state. So stop doing that. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. By the way, for those not paying attention to the price of Bitcoin, the last few days have been a rocket ride for Bitcoin. It has crossed the $500 threshold for the first time in something like 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been an incredible ride. Just the last 48 or 36 hours or so, have been incredible. Last 3 days, I guess the last 72 hours, it's gone up nearly $75 to $100, depending on which exchange you look at. So it's incredible. Might be a good time to buy, but you never know. It could go down tomorrow. It could go down in the next few minutes. But one thing's for sure, Bitcoin is not going down in its popularity. So if you want to learn more, go to Bitcoin.com as we go back to Skype, where Will Coley is on the line, on the road, heading back to Tennessee after a decent showing as a alternative to vote for in the Libertarian Party's vice presidential nominating process, which happened in Orlando, Florida this weekend. Sadly, the Libertarian Party, most of its voters appear to be, or at least the ones at the delegates at the convention, appear to be in favor of not actually voting for libertarians, and they elected Republicans as their party's nominees. And that's pretty frustrating to us. Will, I'm going to read a statement here from the former chairman of the Arkansas Libertarian Party, and would like to get your thoughts on it. Roger Paxton is the former chair of the Arkansas LP, and he actually moved up here with his wife, and they both are former chairs of the Arkansas LP. They moved up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to join together with other libertarians. Here's what he said, quote, "I'm becoming more and more convinced that the Libertarian Party is completely lost. As I sit back and watch information coming in from the LP National Convention showing Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, two Republican statists ahead in the straw polls at the convention, ultimately they won, I'm at home having Facebook arguments with members of the Libertarian Party who say that bombing civilians is sometimes necessary and moral, and that we should start a ground war with ISIS, and that we should use force against peaceful people to find out if they were paid to protest. To say I'm disgusted with what the Libertarian Party has become is an understatement. Libertarians, with a big L, he says, have lost their damn minds." You were on the ground there in Orlando this weekend. What do you think about that?
Well, actually, what I saw is, it turns out, evidently, over the course of the last few years, a lot of Republicans have purchased lifetime memberships in the Libertarian Party. Hmm. And what they do is they badmouth Libertarian candidates and Libertarians. As a matter of fact, there was one that I've known personally for 6 years. He's a big Republican mover and shaker in Texas. And he was campaigning for Ted Cruz 2 weeks ago. And he was a delegate today. And a lot of people that were there today were Republicans just days ago. But they all somehow have lifetime memberships to the Libertarian Party. So basically it looks like you've got a lot of Republicans who got really smart at some point in time and saw the Libertarian Party could possibly be a threat to them. So they bought memberships so that they could switch back and forth to control the nomination in the Libertarian Party if they didn't have the ability to get somebody nominated in the GOP that they wanted. So since the GOP elite could not earn ballot access themselves because Trump blocked them from that, they then came to the Libertarian Party to get the Republican Party on the ballot that way. Mm. Weld is a former task manager for the Council on Foreign Relations. When I gave my – I actually dropped out after a ballot and endorsed the candidate who was the closest to being able to overtake Weld. And when I did, I read a letter that was written by the Republican Party of New York and signed by 7 chair people of different local Republican parties in the state of New York, where they bought Bill Weld off in 2006 and basically said, if you run against the Republican and you get 50,000 votes, then we'll have to compete with the Libertarian Party, and that's bad for the Republican Party. And we want you to drop out of the race, even though you were nominated to be by the Libertarian Party to be a governor back in 2006. We want you to drop out of the race.
So Weld was flirting around. I'm sorry, just to interrupt, just to clarify what you said.
I had heard this too.
Weld was actually running around with the Libertarian Party of New York back in 06.
Yes, he was nominated in 06 to the Libertarian governor's ticket, and then the Republicans basically bought him off, and he dropped out of the race, cost New York's Libertarian Party their ballot access, and I got my hands on a copy of the letter from the New York Republicans to him and read that letter to the delegation, and they still picked him.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. Now, my plans are to keep doing what we're doing. You know, we've been working overseas trying to build libertarian communities, build libertarian movements in places like Qatar and Pakistan and Malaysia, and we're going to continue to do that. The idea of liberty is not dead. The party itself may be a rotten apple at this point, but the ideas that myself and Larry Sharp and Daryl Perry were trying to bring back to the party, the original foundational ideas of the party, may be gone. But they still exist in people like you, people like Mark, people like Angel Clark, people who aren't party members, aren't politically active in that context, but they still get out there and they fight for the ideas of liberty.
Well, there was Roger actually told me today he was considering, I don't know if I probably shouldn't say what he was considering doing, but he's considering leaving the LP over these nominations. And I said, well, you know, the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, I looked at the details. And they actually voted for John McAfee and Daryl W. Perry more so than Johnson and Peterson. And Vermont also did the same thing. They voted for John McAfee. The only votes from Vermont went to John McAfee. And they were the only two states that did that. Every other state voted for Gary Johnson and Austin Peterson, who are arguably the least libertarian candidates on the stage in the presidential race. I didn't get a chance yet to look at the VP votes, but I think that's an indication that the LP, at the very least in New Hampshire and Vermont, still retains some of its principled members, but the rest of them have been completely infiltrated.
Pennsylvania was hardcore for both Daryl W. Perry, myself, and for Larry Sharp when I dropped out of the race.
There was a good turnout in Pennsylvania, but not more so. Daryl did not get more votes in total than did Daryl and McAfee did not get more votes in total than did Johnson and Peterson in Pennsylvania, even though he did have a good showing there. That's true.
Yeah, sadly enough. But, you know, I saw 40%. When they nominated Weld, I saw at least 40% of the national delegation get up out of their seats and leave. Most of them saying that they will never, ever support the Libertarian Party again.
Good.
And if they do, they will not vote for these candidates. They will not campaign for these candidates.
Yeah, so, and that's what's going to happen. It's the same thing that happened with the Rand Paul, you know, campaign. There's a bunch of libertarians who were supporting Rand Paul, and other principled libertarians were saying, no, this guy isn't like his father. He's not putting a principled message out there. We're not going to get behind his campaign. So they sacrifice the truly dedicated party adherents, the people who've been in the party for decades or, you know, many years and have been building the party. They sacrifice their support on the altar of getting, as you said, $500,000 in donations from some Republican supporters who are supporting Bill Weld. Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims4Liberty.org. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam. Thanks for having me.
Good night. And drive safe out there on your way back to Tennessee. And I'm sure we'll hear from Will again as he continues to do good work for the ideas of liberty in the world of the Muslim community. Our toll-free number is 855-453, allowing you to join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. 855-453. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com. And my wife says, no more guns. And then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special. Their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again. Right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. Guns80.com, the Trump special. Ask for it. Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything in these remaining moments. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We got a few calls on the line. Don't know if we'll get you in tonight. If we don't worry. We do the show live 7 nights a week. So if you feel like you missed your chance to get your thoughts out, no worries. There's always going to be another one. 21 hours from now, you can join us live every night from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time at freetalklive.com and maybe on your local radio station. If we're not on your local radio station 7 nights a week live, then you can always call your local program director of your talk radio stations in town and tell him or her that you'd like to hear some Free Talk Live. And if they carry some of the show, then thank them for doing that and ask for more. So again, go to freetalklive.com and you can listen live. You can listen later. We got podcasts. We got the brand new Daily Digest as well, which is a new thing. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Todd is on the line in Syracuse. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, Ian? Hey, what's going on, Mark?
Hey, Todd. Is this the Todd who came and visited New Hampshire today?
Absolutely. I'm actually on my way coming back to Keene from right now I'm driving right through Concord, so I should be along there shortly.
You came to town, you brought your daughter, you took a look around Keene, and you're considering making a move out here once you get your retirement from where you currently are in New York. What's attracting you to New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, it's just a general, the fact that there's a large percentage of libertarians, like-minded individuals like myself who really want to actually be a part of the political process without having it devour us, pretty much.
Yeah, there is large and growing. There are thousands of people that are planning and making a move here, whether it's as part of the Free State Project or others coming as part of the Shire Society. We've got more libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists in one place here, concentrated, and it's only going to get better as more people come here. So what were you calling the show about tonight?
Well, actually, just a few of the comments that you had touched on before, like, it seems like, do you ever get this kind of feeling, like, a lot of the people that are, like, involved in multi-party, kind of candidacies, are basically trying to play, like, big fish, small pond? I mean, not to discredit the Libertarian Party or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a small pond.
It is a small pond. I feel like that's what they're trying to do, and they're just, you know, they can't make it in that big pond, so they're like, well, what adheres most to what I believe in, you know, as close as possible.
Here's what I don't understand about that claim. Is that they're playing big fish, small pond. Gary Johnson was a presidential candidate already before he came to the Libertarian Party. He's not raising his status in any way, shape, or form by, being the Libertarian candidate.
No, it's not that you're raising status. It's that you get some kind of status somewhere. So now he's a presidential candidate, whereas if he hadn't run,
he was a candidate before.
Right, but he didn't make it through the primary.
At the Republican primary.
He didn't make it through the primary.
Okay.
He got eliminated fairly early on. So it gives him something to claim. It's a little bit of power that one of these people can hold on to. I think you're right about that, Todd.
I mean, on a bigger scale, like, I would say, like, I mean, look at the fundraising power that, like, let's say a Hillary Clinton has just because she's been in the race before versus, I mean, if they were ever to do something where they needed to raise funds, I can only think that that's going to help them out, like just being on that level of the playing field.
I think that, or they literally are coming in with the intention of taking over the Republican or the Libertarian Party. I think there are people who absolutely want to have an alternative to the Republican Party, and they'd rather just take over an existing apparatus. It's a lot easier than building one from the ground up, and that's sort of part and parcel of running a political party that's open to members of the public. Is that kind of thing?
If this is an infiltration, it worked out really, really well.
Yeah, it sure did. Hey, Todd, thanks for the call. Have a safe trip out there. Appreciate that, and thanks for coming to visit New Hampshire today, as many people who love the ideas of liberty should consider doing, especially as the Libertarian Party continues to prove that it is a completely hopeless case. I posted the news about this up on freekeen.com. Fresh headline, Libertarian Party rejects principle, nominates Republicans, except New Hampshire and Vermont. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. Sam is listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sam.
How you doing? I love your show.
Thanks.
I worked in these commercial hog farms for like 5 years, and I have a lot of information about them. For instance, from the time that a pig is born, from birth to the time it gets as a top hog, which is 235 to 260 pounds, is 6 months tops. Most of the time it's 5 months.
Yeah, those are some fast growing pigs. I can't get my heritage breed pigs to grow that fast.
It's all the appetite enhancers and growth hormones that's put in your food.
All right. And okay.
Anybody that's allergic to penicillin, I don't know why you don't die when you eat it.
Because it's pumped full of them.
Three times a week they get shots of penicillin.
How do they get them? How do they do it? I mean, how do you give a 250 pound pig a shot?
I mean, they're used to it. I mean, I never had no problems. The only time I ever had a problem is in the breeding part of it they call it plugging them in.
Yeah.
We done it manually, and then we artificially inseminated, too.
Sure.
But like I say, it's so many growth hormone and appetite enhancers that go into their food. That's why they produce them so quick.
So what about issues of diseases? When you keep animals that in that close of proximity, it's difficult. Animals are coming and going many times. You'll bring animals in from other farms. How do you keep down communicable diseases?
We never brought no animals in from other farms. And everything
good move number one.
everything's kept very clean. And but there is, a lot of animals born that, some of them's paralyzed in their hips. Some of them have big tumors on them. And there is a pork processor. He gets all these hogs that you can't sell. He produces, he comes and gets them for free. You give them away to get them off your farm. And he's one of the top sausage producers that there is. Uses only the finest ingredients is his slogan. All his hogs are hogs that you cannot sell.
Seconds.
Yeah. Sam, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the info. Let's go to Riley, the producer of the brand new Free Talk Live Daily Digest. Riley, you're calling from, actually, I don't know where. Where are you tonight?
I am actually in southern Utah.
Southern Utah. But St. George area?
Yep. The station around here doesn't carry your show Sunday nights, but I just listen online anyway. So.
Oh, darn it. They used to take us 7 nights a week. So
they used to, but I think they're doing some programming changes, unfortunately.
All right. I know they still carry us, I think, during the week in the later hours. But anyway, welcome back to the show. You're producing the new Daily Digest for Free Talk Live, which is available on our podcast feed and also via SoundCloud. So anyone subscribed to the podcast is already receiving them. They started a few days ago, and they're very good from what I've heard so far, but that's not why you were calling tonight. What were you calling about?
I was actually calling about Bitcoin. I'm a huge fan of Bitcoin. I just want to know how I can promote it more around my local area.
Ah, that's a fine question. Actually, here in Keene, we came up with a Bitcoin promo card. It's about a quarter size sheet of paper. Card stock is what I use for when I get it printed. And we came up with three versions, one for the Keene, New Hampshire area, one for all of New Hampshire, and one for international. So you could download the international version of that from the from tools.freekeen.com. There's a link to the promo card there, and it's just basically a real quick overview, summary of what Bitcoin is, and then you can literally put something in people's hands.
Speaking of things you can put in people's hands, let's not forget tip.freetalklive.com.
Oh, yeah.
This is something we're rolling out right now.
We haven't talked about this yet.
We haven't talked about it on the air, but this is a way to get Bitcoin in the hands of people in your community. Once they have it, they're going to want to spend it. If you go to tip.freetalklive.com, it allows you to create a card that has any amount of tip you might want to put on there between, $1 and $5 or $10 or whatever you might want to tip somebody. Mm-hmm. And I recommend giving it above and beyond the regular 15% cash tip before tax. But you give that in addition and explain to the server. There are some instructions on it, but you explain to the server how they can get some Bitcoin, where they can spend some Bitcoin, and that sort of thing.
I think this thing is so cool. We need to talk more about it. We don't have enough time here tonight. And I have yet to actually try it myself. I'm excited to do that and actually try this new tip thing out that you're talking about, Mark. Tip.freetalklive.com is where you can get to learn more about that.
Thanks.
So there's a couple different resources for you, Riley. Let us know how that works out, and thanks for your call. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now.